Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Reddit Ask Me Anything. My husband is a pedophile. UK Ask Me Anything. This year I found child pornography produced by my husband on his PC. I called the police and he was arrested. There is an active court case currently in progress, so I may have to skirt around some specifics when it comes to the case. My friends and family have been very supportive but also have been morbidly curious about the ins and outs of everything. I thought this may be something interesting to discuss here on Reddit. Feel free to ask me anything. What was your first reaction? I was in shock. Adrenaline took over and I had the shakes. Initially I thought he was having an affair, but when I realized what I had seen, I called a friend, sister-in-law of one of the children. When I spoke with her, it clarified in my mind that this was big bad and I needed to call the police. I spent most of that day shaking and drinking lots of tea. It was only an hour or so in that it dawned on me that my life was about to change in a drastic way. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Shit, what about the house? What about husband's name? What about kids' names? I have been a lurker on Reddit for over 6 years. I finally signed up a user account today just so that I could leave this comment. Thank you. You are doing the right thing. I am a 35-year-old man. Have dealt with PTSD and repressed memories from childhood sexual abuse. I will never see my violator brought to justice because everyone involved was too scared or confused to do anything about it when I was a helpless child. Again, thank you. You are doing the right thing and in your own way you are a hero. Do not be afraid of the fallout from this. You are on the side of justice. Were you guys married for a long time? If so, was there any suspicion or hints he gave along the way? This sounds like an incredibly tough situation to be in. All the best with coming to terms with it. Red Heart Suit. We have been together for
saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Around 10 years and married for around 3. At the time I was blind to it. But in retrospect there were definitely some things I should have spotted. He was always interested in supporting younger girls and had quite a few on Snapchat. He was in his 30s, but I generally thought that he was being helpful and kind to our extended family and friendship group. He was generally quite a tactile person and enjoyed snuggling up with a blanket on the sofa with friends, so when he was also doing this with young teens, this didn't ring any alarm bells for me. There were also a few times that he was alone at home with children, but I saw this as babysitting. Something that I am having to deal with a therapist is learning what is normal behavior. I don't want to be skeptical of everyone in the world because only a small minority of people have bad intentions, but equally in the future with relationships I want to be aware of red flags. What do you mean by supporting younger girls? How young? And are you saying he was friends with them on Snapchat and you didn't find that weird? Aged around 12-14 as far as I believe, giving them friendly advice, for example. School or support with mental health. At the time I didn't find this weird as they were family or family friends. Enjoyed snuggling up with a blanket on the sofa with friends, so when he was also doing this with young teens, this didn't ring any alarm bells for me. WTF. I understand how it sounds. And in retrospect it does sound ridiculous, however at the time it just felt so normal. We would all as a group be on the sofa with blankets during movie nights, including family of the child in question. I think little things like this became normalized. That to me does sound normal. Cozying up with young family members on the sofa to watch a film is normal and shouldn't be seen as a sign of something more sinister. I don't have any questions, but I read how you found it and didn't ask him, you just turned him in. And I really want to just say how grateful I am that people like you exist in the world. Because frankly that's a shitty situation and we'd all wonder why, but why frankly just isn't the priority in that situation, and he can answer that in jail. Thank you. I have a number of friends who tell me that I have been brave, but honestly it just felt like the right thing to do. Nothing brave about that, imho. How are the victims dealing with his arrest and his crimes becoming public? Was he making videos and images for his own collection? Or was it an attempt to sell trade with other pedophiles? Scary to imagine those images floating around the internet forever. Was his suicide comment a reflection of his own guilt around the circumstances or something unrelated? What are the ways in which you've found healing? You are incredibly brave and selfless for reporting him. Thank you for being a good person. I say this as a male victim of abuse when I was underage. How are the victims dealing with his arrest and his crimes becoming public? They've struggled. They were groomed and believed that they were in relationships with him, so that has been hard with them to get their heads around. Also learning that what has happened to them is wrong. The crimes haven't been publicly reported yet, that is, local press, but I imagine when it goes to court it probably will. I hope that their names aren't released as part of this though. Was he making videos and images for his own collection? Or was it an attempt to sell trade with other pedophiles? Scary to imagine those images floating around the internet forever. I hope and believe that they were for his own personal collection, but I don't know. Was his suicide comment a reflection of his own guilt around the circumstances or something unrelated? I'm not sure if it was a true reflection of his guilt or him manipulating me. One of the people he turned to for help with his suicide comment was the mother of one of the children, which could indicate either. What are the ways in which you've found healing? Counseling. Lots of tea. Mindfulness. Kitten cuddles. Sleep. Spending time with my amazing friends. Looking at the bright side of situations. Drinking lots of water. Going for walks. Medication. I'm certainly not there yet, but trying my best to put in healthy behaviors to help. You are incredibly brave and selfless for reporting him. Thank you for being a good person. I say this as a male victim of abuse when I was underage. Thank you. I hope that you have found healing and peace from your situation. Has this situation inflicted damage on your self-esteem, or do you realize it's a him thing? Massively. From a physical perspective, I don't feel attractive. From a mental capacity, due to the situation, my memory has gone to pot and I struggle at work. I'm usually quite a high-achieving person, and the fact that I am not mentally as capable has really knocked my confidence. I hope through self-care, the amazing support network that I have and professional help that I will start to rebuild and gain my self-esteem again. You'll eventually get to a point where you'll realize that he was going to do this no matter what. It's a psychological problem with him. I'm sure he did find you attractive and does love you. But it's something wrong with him, not you. You're brave as hell for doing this and extremely strong. I have no doubt if you can do this, you'll be able to do that as well. I'll get there eventually and hope that he did care for me and find me attractive. I'm just learning at the moment to try and get my self-worth from myself rather than validation from my partner. Something easier said than done. What was the folder called? It was hidden in a program file. I can't remember the specific path, but it was something like program name, common app data setup general. How did you find the folder? My husband had been acting strange and had told me that he was suicidal. He didn't want to speak to me about this. I knew that he had been speaking to some people online, so I logged onto his PC when he went to work. I saw that he'd spoken with a friend and downloaded some bits. I went on his recently changed folders and this was a folder which came up. I'm fairly tech savvy myself and something didn't seem quite right about the file path. How do you feel about him and the time you have spent with him in retrospect? It's really difficult to believe that my husband has done all of this. I find it easier to think of my husband and the pedophile as two different people. I believe he must have some sociopathic tendencies to have been able to have led should a double life. In retrospect, I have realized that he was quite manipulative with me and I didn't see this at the time. In another breath, I spent 10 years of my life with him and learnt and grew as a person. We shared so many fond experiences and I can't write those chapters out of my story. I thank him for making me the person I am today, but it is really difficult for me to accept how much evil he has done. The more evidence that has come out as part of the court case, the more I realize the person who I knew and loved wasn't real. I don't know how much sense that makes, but I hope it answers your question. Do people treat you as if you have committed the crime too? Or are they supportive of what you did once you found out? At this moment in time, only the families involved, a few of my friends and my employer are aware of the situation. All of the people who I have spoken to have been very supportive of me. However, I am concerned when it becomes public knowledge I may run into issues. For example, if my neighbors find out, they may not know that I was the one who handed him in. Was the first thing on your mind to get him imprisoned, or did you consider discussing this matter with him and seeing if you could work it out? I think I was in shock initially when I realized what the images and videos were. To begin with, I thought he was cheating on me, and then I noticed that I recognized the children and the images. I called a friend prior to calling the police, and I remember distinctly asking her, "This is police bad, isn't it?" When I called the police, I don't think I was aware of the consequences of that action. It was only afterwards that it dawned on me how much my life was going to be turned upside down. I haven't wanted to speak with my husband because I don't want him to try and win me back over. Do you know if it was only children he knew or random internet stuff? Do you think he was physically abusive toward children? Your children? Sorry if too personal. No problem at all. As far as I'm aware, it was children that we knew. However, there could be more that I'm not aware of. I saw a folder on his PC, but once I realized what it was, I didn't look any further. I know that he has had sex with children. However, I don't know if he hit any children. Luckily, I don't have my own children. Have you talked to the parents of the children, or any of the children that you recognize know from the images? What has that conversation been like? I can't imagine having to go through this as a parent. Thank you for doing the right thing. What a nightmare. Yes, I have. Luckily, I didn't have to be the one who broke the news, as I gave the information to the police and they spoke with the parents. He had groomed the children into believing that they were in relationships with him, and if they told anyone that, it would ruin their families and break up his family too. One of the children originally denied it when the police came, but later confessed. Conversations have been hard but necessary. We're all on the same side, so to speak, so have been very supportive of each other. One of the parents wanted me to go into all of the details, which was hard, but I felt it was necessary for her to hear it because she really wanted to know. Because I am not a victim of the crimes, the police haven't really been keeping me up to date, so I've been receiving updates via the parents of the victims regarding the case. I can empathize with you. I found out last year that my then best friend was a pedophile. I wish I had some words of wisdom to help you out, but I'm still struggling with it. If you could go back in time, would you still want to meet him? Thank you so much for reporting that, sick duck. How many victims did he have? How many years would he get for being a pedophile? 15 is also technically underage, which was when you'd met him. Could you also use yourself as evidence to testify against him about his methods, tactics? I love the username. At this moment in time, I'm not sure of how many victims there are. I'm aware of 3. We haven't been given timescales because he hasn't been officially charged at this point. The way that the legal system works in the UK is the police will investigate. Once they have the evidence they need to charge, they will go to CPS and present the items they feel they have enough evidence for, that is, statutory rape, possession of indecent images, production of indecent images. Depending on the items they are able to charge for will depend on the amount of time he could be put away for. I have given the police a statement and they have asked me questions regarding the beginning of our relationship, but I think it will depend on whether or not that will support whatever they eventually charge him with. I hope that that makes sense and answers your questions. A few questions if you don't mind. What do you feel when you think about your husband now? What do you feel about yourself having fallen in love with someone who's done these things? Have you spoken to your husband since he's been arrested, and what was his reaction to the crime? What are you going to do now? Hey, no problem at all. I feel very conflicted. I explained it in a bit more detail in one of the other comments, but I find it easier to think of my husband as two people. My husband, the man I knew and loved, and the pedophile who did these awful things. The more that has come out over the court case, the more I realize how little I knew of the true person he was. I do think he must be mentally ill. I love my husband to pieces, but I don't think that person is real, just a side of my husband that he presented to me. When we met, I was 15 and he was in his 20s, and in hindsight, this could have been a red flag. I was young and naive and vulnerable to someone who was older and exciting and liked all of the things I was interested in. I do feel a lot of shame around the situation and that I was in love with him and didn't spot things sooner, but I take solace in the fact that I acted as soon as I knew what was going on. I do beat myself up for not spotting the signs. My husband is not allowed to speak with me as part of his bail conditions. His mum passed along a message that he loved me, but that has been the extent of things. Sorry, nothing too exciting. I'm stuck in limbo at the moment. I'm waiting for the court case to happen. No date yet as they're collecting and investigating the evidence. I'm currently in the marital home and will look to file for divorce once he has been prosecuted. Luckily we haven't got children, so once the divorce has been finalized, that should be the end of any contact that we might have. When we met I was 15 and he was in his 20s, and in hindsight this could have been a red flag. This is a huge red flag, that is, to adults, not so much to you. What did the people around you think about you seeing someone so much older when you were just a kid? Parents, friends, etc. We only officially started dating when I was 16. My mum was very unhappy about the situation, but after a couple of years dating him he had won her over. My friends didn't really vocalize any concerns they had. His friends used to joke about him being a pedophile for dating me, and it was always the running joke, but didn't raise with me any serious concerns. I feel like his friends should have been weirded out by it. I'm 22, and if one of my mates started dating a 16-year-old, I'd find it very weird. I know it's technically legal at that age, but you, someone of that age wouldn't even be on my radar. Have you told your mum what you discovered? How does she feel about it all? Yeah, I'm in my mid-20s now, and if one of my friends dated a teenager I'd have questions. Yes, I've told my mum. She wants to have 5 minutes in a loner locked room with him, if I'm honest, XD. I think she harbors a lot of guilt over the situation, especially because she has had safeguarding training as part of her work and feels that she should have spotted the signs sooner. What did you do with his stuff? Burn them? Throw away? Give to his parents? The temptation was to definitely burn it and destroy everything, however I've returned his things back to him. I'm trying to be as amicable as possible because I'm aware that we will have to go through a divorce process and don't want to be seen as irrational. How are his victims? How much support have you all been given? Had anyone blamed you? Nobody has explicitly blamed me, or at least they haven't told me that. The victims aren't doing great, to be honest. Luckily they have all been able to have psychological help, and they also have liaisons with the police. I have had to be proactive with my own support. I wasn't referred by the police for any victim support. I have to say, this is incredibly brave for you to turn him in and now be so candid about it. Thank you. Have you been in touch with the victim's family? How are they reacting to you? There is some speculation that pedophilia is a sexual orientation, and as such there is no way to fix these abuses. What are your thoughts on that? I have to say, this is incredibly brave for you to turn him in and now be so candid about it. Thank you. I find talking about it helps, and appreciate that it's not an everyday occurrence, so people may find it interesting. Have you been in touch with the victim's family? How are they reacting to you? Yes, I have. They are very grateful for what I have done and have been very supportive of me. We have pulled together during this hard time. There is some speculation that pedophilia is a sexual orientation, and as such there is no way to fix these abuses. What are your thoughts on that? I personally believe that it is a sexual preference like a fetish, however there is a difference between acting on those urges and not. People can do things to satisfy these urges, for example, role playing without harming children. I know that people can also go to therapy for these feelings, as there could be reasons for this fetish, for example, something happening during puberty which has caused the attraction. I believe that acting on those urges and having sex with a child or consuming child pornography hurts innocent children and is not acceptable. I am by no means a professional and have no sources to back up these opinions though. Did he ever direct any abuse toward you? Only psychologically. After hearing the testimony of the children, I personally believe that I was groomed by him when I was younger and he has emotionally manipulated me over the years. Whoa, you made it to the end? You're a ducking beast. I'll cuss you a deal. Smash like and subscribe for more curated content, mate. It's free and that's a great price.